Hounds.
Release the Hounds!
With Columbus Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella.
Brought to you by Telhio Credit Union.
All right, here we go with Torts Hockey and Hounds Wednesday. It's brought to you by Telhio Credit Union. The head coach of your Columbus Blue Jackets joins us now, John Tortorella. Welcome back home, Torts.
Thanks, Anthony. How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. And I know this is a weird season. It's condensed. You hit the ground running. It's a treadmill. Generally speaking, do you come back home with a lot more questions than answers after the first four games? Where's your mind at right now with what you have?
Yeah, I think where my mind is I think we have to realize as a team that this isn't the bubble. It doesn't have the same intensity as the bubble. I think athletes are always looking, you know, they miss the fans. They miss that type of juice in buildings. The bubble was a little bit different because it was playoffs. This is a grind of a hockey season. I think it's very important, especially for this club, that it plays with energy and needs to figure out a way to do it themselves as far as create that energy, because the buildings are dead. It's crazy. It's just a total different atmosphere, even than the bubble, as far as I'm concerned. And I think that's a very important part of who we are, is playing with that type of grind and energy. And I think we're trying to figure that out, and obviously trying to get some guys on track early on here with just a few games played, just with their hands. You could see last night, I mean, both teams, I mean, 60-minute hockey game, there were 16 total chances, 9 by us, 7 by them. It's part of what this is with a short camp and trying to find your game.
You know, Coach, this schedule is definitely going to be, you know, I'm sure tough to manage on your end. And these games are happening fast with back-to-backs and things like that. Just four games into the season now. Anything you're seeing specifically from your club that you want to get ironed out right away that could potentially turn into something that could linger in a bad way moving forward?
Yeah, we have to get some confidence with the puck. And I'm watching some of our top players, and it's been a struggle. And, you know, everybody pisses and moans because I change the lines around this, that, and the other thing. I'm not going to watch a team develop 3 scoring chances in 2 periods and sit there and watch it and not try to help and try to figure out if there's a match amongst a couple of players. That's the thing, and I believe we will. I mean, it is. I do think all teams may struggle a little bit because just a lack of practice time, because we just haven't been able to practice. We played 4 games in 6 nights, mm-hmm. And it's tough to practice. I don't know if I can practice until after the 2 Tampa games. We have a 2:00 start. It's been changed on. I think that is on Saturday. That's been changed now to a 2:00 start. And so that changes my practice on – I don't think I'll be able to practice Friday. So, you know, I listen to other coaches in other sports. This is the world of professional sports right now, and it's adjusting. And I have confidence in our team. But, you know, bottom line is we go nowhere until our top guys get going. And we have a bunch of them that are trying but are just haven't found the feel yet as far as a flow.
Torts with us, Hockey and Hounds on a Wednesday. I heard you after the game last night, and you know too much sloppiness. And the first question that I fired off in my head sitting on my couch listening to you was, what is the origin of the sloppiness? When a guy like you says, my team is too sloppy, what is the detail there? What is the specific origin of that?
Just passing the puck. Just seeing, I mean, we had problems moving a puck, even when the player moving the puck and the player that was open wasn't even defended. It was a struggle, and I think the best game we played in that 4-game stretch on the road was the game we lost by 3 goals. And it's funny how the game works, where I thought Saros out in Nashville. Mm-hmm. I think we should get 3 out of 4 of those points. But I think Saros was just incredible as far as how he played. But that's the way it works. And I think we can't get frustrated. We just got to get, we couldn't practice today. We get in. The boys probably got to bed at 3:30 last night. We'll have a morning skate tomorrow, play against the Stanley Cup champions. And the two biggest things for me, Anthony, is we have to manufacture energy because we're not going to get anything out of a building, home or away. There's nothing there. And we have to relax ourselves. And hopefully some good things happen with our offensive people so we can develop some more offense.
You know, Coach, you know, for a lot of Blue Jackets fans, they were couldn't wait to see what Domi was going to bring to this club this season. Just 4 games in as his coach, what have you learned of him so far as a player, and what do you want to see from him as the games continue to roll along?
Yeah, it's been a major struggle for him early on. He's a great kid. Watching him on the opposing team, I talked to him before the game last night in the morning skate, and I said, I just want you to show your personality. I just go out and attack the game. Don't worry about mistakes and attack the blue line with the puck. Just attack everything with your legs. And I look at Max, and he's thinking all the time on the ice. He's just too much thinking and not playing. And I think he's trying to figure out his surroundings, certainly trying to figure out the coaching staff and myself as we are with him. It does take time. And again, this is a very shortened camp too. So it the new guys that come in, it kind of double whacks them here, and where they get to know their teammates, but do they understand the system totally? And all these things come into play, and we just haven't had many days together. I think he's going to be a really good offensive contributor, but it's been a struggle for him right now. And that's a guy, you know, I throw him out in the overtime. I wanted him first whack in the overtime. I just wanted to show him confidence and try to get him and Cam going together. There's open ice. There's not a lot of checking in 3-on-3. And I figure that's right up their alley as far as their quickness. What happens? It backfires. It's 15 seconds in the back of our net.
Yeah.
So what does that do to Max today, this morning? You know, and those are the things I think about, and just trying to get these guys to regain some composure and confidence with the puck so we can bring some more offense to our games.
All right, a couple quick ones for you, and then we'll cut you loose. I want to mention a couple good things, though, before that. Since our conversation last week and the ripple effects throughout the league, have you been able to keep the noise out after last week? Do you feel like your club is fully focused and the blinders are on and the distraction of what we spoke about last week with PLD has stayed out of the room?
Yeah. It's in the room. We all know it, but as far as us handling, no, that's going to be with us through the whole time. It's going to be talked about. It's going to be around us. But our guys have lived in that world for a couple of years at some of the things that have gone on with our club. And I'm not concerned about that. We need to just get about our business and just get better as a hockey team each and every day we go on the ice.
Okay. I mentioned a couple dogs over the last week here on Hockey and Hounds, and one dog that I was looking to rehome, and his name was Hank. And Hank was a little lab, black lab mix, who we wanted to have his own home to start with because he loved other dogs, but he had some resource guarding and of different toys and food. And I've got so many great inquiries from it. The great news is Hank now has a home, and Hank is going to be staying here in Ohio. And there's too many wonderful people to thank about this. But I just, to me, it was one of those great ones because not that he got a home, because I think he was a very adoptable dog, Torts. It was the letters that I received, and I'm going to read you a little portion of this one because I think this is what I want people to hear. Because I think people, when they think about adoptable dogs, oh, it has to go to a family and a couple and adults that are set and have financially can help and all that. And this kid named Justin Horton, who is he's in his senior year at Ohio State. And he wrote me a letter this week, and he said, while I myself have never owned a dog, I have plenty of experience with dogs, and often dog sit for people weeks at a time. I also dog sit a dog from a similar background where he was abandoned and resource guards his toys and food. So I have experience with these types of behaviors. And he said, I would love to take on Hank as I think he's an excellent dog and I'd be able to provide a loving home for him. I would love to meet Hank and see how we get along. I understand that my situation may not be ideal for Hank as I will eventually be living with another dog in August and have limited experience. So if you want to look elsewhere for potential adopters, I understand. But I believe these potential issues can be worked out through proper care and love that I intend to give to a good boy such as Hank. And when I got that from a 21-year-old guy, I don't want to say kid. Clearly, he's very much mature. That's a kid. That's what I want people to hear, is that there is no perfection in life. These dogs have been through different situations, just like people are in different situations. And if you're willing to help train and work with dogs and be patient, the love and that you will get back is, you know, infinity. And I just wanted to give him, Hank is not going to Justin because we felt that a different home was vetted a little differently since Justin is going to be moving in August with another dog. And we just didn't want to set up Hank that early with that type of a challenge. But the fact that he wrote after listening to our conversation last week, that inspires me to hear a young kid saying, this is what it's all about. This is the most fulfilling part of the adoption process, is helping a dog in need. It was awesome.
And there you go, Anthony. Because of your platform and talking about this, there are matches out there that you never thought there would be. Now, Justin's in the bullpen, right? He's in the bullpen now.
Absolutely.
But when you have another one. And, yeah, I know you got him marked down. And
yep.
That's the neat thing about this here, this show, and your platform, is that people are listening, and it comes around. It may not be that one, but it's going to come around somewhere else. And there are going to be matches found because of just the amount of time you put into it and people listening to you on this show. So that is a really cool letter. And he's in the bullpen. You're going to be bringing in the righty pretty quick here. I'm sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's right, man. He moves right up to the top of the list. So we'll always have another one for him, but thank you. Have a good week. Welcome back home. I'm sure your wife has a lot for you to do right now. So get after it. And then, and I know you'll try to light a fire under your team as you got big challenges ahead, and certainly it comes fast and furious. So good luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, boys. You be well. Day at a time.